All right, we'll get back to business in a moment. I do want to touch table on a little football. Not the cheating variety. Real football. Rico Beard.
All right, so we've been doing like the 25 things because, you know, in NFL. So from the year 2000 till now, how about the top 25 NFL moments?
Like individual plays?
Or moments. Not plays, but just moments. For example, an honorable mention is DeMar Hamlin's return, you know, after the what happened out in the field. Or another one is the Saints surprise onside kick.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Jim Mora's playoff rant in 2001.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is all over the board. Here's what I would ask.
Moments, not plays, moments.
But here's what I would ask.
Okay.
And David, Kenny, I'm going to need you guys to play along here. We're going to need hints. When you open this up to moments and not just plays, I mean, come on. We'll all be just bouncing off the walls here.
Can I guess a moment right now here?
Sure.
Can I go Beyonce halftime lights out?
No, David. It did not make the list. But that Super Bowl's not in here. But here's your hint. There are a lot of Super Bowl moments on this list.
All right. When Cam Newton openly quit on his team and didn't dive for the ball on the ground.
No.
Damn it. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll guess another one since you said Super Bowl. Let's go with the 99-yard interception return for James Harrison.
David, you coming
are
in.
You are something else.
At number four.
What about the comeback, the
28-3?
Yep.
Kenny at number
I like how Kenny casually is just like, yeah, that comeback thing.
Tom Brady, 28-3.
I was trying to remember the score. It was 28-3.
Yes. Oh, there was a slight comeback.
Something happened, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
A couple of these involve your team.
All right. Mario Manningham's catch. My favorite Wolverine ever. He led us to the second title in 2011. Was a dime by Eli, but Manningham with an unbelievable catch.
That wasn't the helmet catch, was it?
No, that's David Tyree. That's in 07. Bubblegum catch? Okay, I'm on the board. Number one?
David Tyree is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's number one.
Go look at that Manningham catch. Okay. I may hate Wolverines, but I buy that guy dinner.
But there's more on there.
Giants ones?
Yes. There's one that, come on, everybody tries to simulate this play.
The OBJ catch?
Wait a minute. In a meaningless Monday Night Football game.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 11.
Great. And his career was all downhill from there. Give us a hint.
I got one. Nope. I don't need a hint for this one. Philly special.
Good one, David.
Number nine.
Really good one.
There's two that I'm kind of wrestling between. And they're both Marshawn Lynch. The one time that they didn't hand it off to him, and the I think it was 2011, he had that monster run.
So which one do you want, Kenny?
I think more iconic would probably be not handing it off to him because that created more
the winning. Interception.
Yeah.
Malcolm Butler's pick at the goal line.
Yes.
Never forget, Russell Wilson claims that in his third step after the pick, God talked to him.
Can I also guess Russ, the one also that I'm talking about?
I wish Russ would have never said anything now. Oh, no, yeah, Russ.
God said, Russ, no.
But I'm with Kenny. It was Seahawks, Saints, Beast Mode was born.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Kenny, you should have stuck with that one because that was number three.
It's one of the greatest runs you'll ever see.
Yeah.
We mentioned one with the James Harrison. David, there's one more from that
Santonio
Super Bowl.
Santonio Holmes in the corner.
Yeah.
Yes.
There, to hell with you, David.
All right.
That catch ruined everything. I was rooting so hard for the Cards and Larry Fitzgerald.
They almost did it, man. They almost did it.
Think Tennessee Titans.
1 yard line. Derek Mason or Kevin Dyson, or whoever it was. Just a yard short.
London Fletcher stopped him.
What about the Minneapolis Miracle?
Has that been brought up yet? I was going to guess that next. Good one, Kenny.
Yes.
Now hold on. Wait a minute. Minneapolis Miracle, yes.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, the Minneapolis Miracle is different, but the Minneapolis Miracle is 15.
Music City. 2000.
Yeah.
That makes the list. Frank Wycheck.
I was thinking 99, but you're right. It was 2000.
That made the
list. Can you
list.
Name the quarterback for the Bills that day?
Frank Wright.
No.
It was. That wasn't.
It wasn't Flutie, was it?
No, I think it was Rob Johnson.
Really?
Go back and look. I know it wasn't J.P. Lozman, but just look. But Music City Miracle Minneapolis Miracle.
Music City Miracle, number 8. Minneapolis Miracle, 15.
Okay. How about Dre Greenlaw blowing his Achilles while celebrating and ruining Rico's life? Is that on the list?
See, I gave you good things. You know what, David?
My team is so bad.
David, I'm just going to give you one right off the rip because, you know, Mike's me. The Miracle at the New Meadowlands. The Giants.
No. Matt Dodge was instructed, do not kick this to DeSean Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Matt Dodge, an idiot rookie punter from East Carolina, proceeded to kick it right to the most dangerous man in the NFL. Eagles return the punt for the win with, like, no time on the clock. Bar none, it is the modern version of the Miracle at the Meadowlands featuring Joe Pisarcik. It was one of the worst losses of my life.
Yes.
Where is it?
That's number 20.
Not that I'm bitter.
That's what you get for the Dre Greenlaw.
I deserve that.
Okay.
And Mike, you were right. It is Rob Johnson. Flutie started 15 games that year and then got sacked because they clinched. And Rob Johnson started in the playoffs. What?
And Rob Johnson wore a do-rag for inexplicable reasons. He had like a Michael Penix Scully cap on. It was amazing.
This next one happened fairly recently last year. Another one happened in a playoff game.
Okay, let me guess the playoff game. Is it 13 seconds? Chiefs-Bills.
Yes.
Wow, good for
23.
You. That is still going to be the Bills' best opportunity. Like, that opportunity, you'll never have it again.
David, this one probably hurts you at 24.
Ooh.
Because
the Steelers lose every playoff game.
Right.
No, but it was who they lost to.
This wasn't losing in the regular. Is this a playoff game?
Yeah.
Oh, would this be the COVID? How about the COVID year where the first play of the game, they snapped it over Roethlisberger's head?
Mm-mm. Oh. This was 2012.
That was not good.
I laughed my ass off.
This was 2012, and this guy's no longer in the league. He was kind of a joke in the league.
Oh, but this was Tim Tebow. Oh, my gosh. I hate that play.
In Denver, the slant pass.
He got lucky, man.
At 25, I'll give it to you, the Saquon backwards leap.
Totally overrated.
How's that on the list already?
It's totally overrated. It's a nothing moment in a game.
It's a moment.
I understand it was an interesting thing. It's not even a move. It was silly.
At 22, the Michael Vick walk-off. In 2002.
Amazing. Against Minnesota. Yes. Overtime.
Amazing. Yes.
That basically was like the Michael Vick experience commercial, but in real life.
Yes. We watched. Favre was on that team. He was quarterback for that team.
Can I throw one? This is, David, I'm going to be wrong, but any of Robert Griffin III's rookie, holy hell, who is this guy? Like read option, 80 yards against the Rams. It was like the longest quarterback run I'd ever seen in my life.
Not in there.
I just didn't know if it was a moment.
No. Question, did the Dennis Green thing come up yet? I'm not sure. They are who we thought they were?
19.
Do you know who they played?
I do, but go ahead.
No, I want to see if Kenny does, because like earlier he cited 28-3 as that comeback thing.
That would be, I think,
he
the
says
Bears?
It in the rant. There you go.
Yeah.
You want to crown the refs? Crown them! Oh, we thought they were. We let him off the hook. Also, he's dead.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Is he really?
Man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Tom Brady unretires 2022.
How about Tom Brady at Bezos' wedding? The guy's an assassin.
Uh-oh.
Do you see who he's linked with?
No. Yes, I have.
Go look. Okay. Sydney Sweeney, Sophia Vergara. I mean, not on this guy. He's all over the place.
I mean, he was married.
He had a ball at that wedding, man.
I mean, he was married. Now he's not.
Nice.
All right.
I'm aware. I'm just
do
telling
you, man. All right. This one, Richard Sherman versus Michael Crabtree.
Man, snatching chains and disrespect and fights and, oh, man.
At 17, Terry Porter's pick 6 in the Super Bowl, making sure that the Saints got their first Super Bowl.
Thank God.
At 16, the River City Relay. Jags, Saints, it was like three laterals.
Well, then where's the Dolphins, the miracle in Miami against the Patriots?
That's a great one.
That was a far better relay drill.
Hey, not mine. Okay. At 14, Brett Favre's dad game after his father had just passed.
Okay. Monday Night Football against the Raiders.
Yep. At 13, Favre's return to Lambeau, 2009.
How about Favre bilking taxpayers in Mississippi?
That too. At 12, Devin Hester's kick return in the Super Bowl for Peyton Manning.
To hell with Devin Hester. The Giants also kicked a way too long field goal when he returned a field goal on my team.
And the other one that we did not get was Aaron Rodgers throwing not one but two Hail Marys to Jeff Janis. So, and 2016.
Good poll. Wow.
Those are your top 25 NFL plays according to CBS Sports 97.1.